Hey, good morning, brothers and sisters. I'd like to introduce myself. My name is Andrew Cho. I am currently serving in the church in Columbus. Let me ask you, do you know where Columbus is in the United States? Which state?
Ohio.
I'm supposed to tell you. Whoever knows, you are not supposed to answer. But since already you answer, okay, it's fine. So I'm from Columbus, Ohio. So I used to live in California. And people ask me, where is Columbus? But the way I explain it is just in the middle of nowhere. Anyway, I hope you had a good rest last night. And then we'd like to cover a message too this morning. But before we do that, didn't you enjoy last night fellowship? I was so inspired last night. When I was going to bed, about after midnight, oops, I'm sorry, I broke the rule. To prepare this morning fellowship, I declare this one tremendous truth, that is, I'm a man. The center of the meaning of universe. Actually, I'm a man in the center of God's eternal purpose. Can we declare together? I'm a man of the center of the universe. Okay, sisters. Sisters, I think you can be a little stronger than that, right? Am I correct? Okay, sisters. Okay, declare again.
I'm a man of the center of the universe.
Okay, brothers, I'm a man of the center of God's purpose. Brothers, are you ready? Go.
I'm a man of the center of God's purpose.
One more time.
I'm a man of the center of God's purpose.
Okay, this morning before I speak, for the sake of those brothers and sisters who couldn't come on time last night, some brothers and sisters missed such a precious fellowship. So, we'd like to ask any of you volunteer brothers and sisters, we stand with you, we love you, actually, we will enjoy whatever you say. Anyone can speak 1 minute gospel. Are you anybody willing to speak 1 minute gospel about this one? Or you can spend a little more than 1 minute, it's okay. Any volunteer? One brother, have a one sister. If this is your first confront, you are the best candidate. But it's not obligated anything. But yeah. All of a sudden everybody looking at the floor. Look at me. Any volunteer? One brother, one sister. Just whatever you enjoy, this is 1 minute. Speaking. Okay. I guess I put too much pressure on you. Okay, good. Whenever the saints are not volunteering, I'm always a volunteer student for. How about, are you okay? Are you open to do that? It's okay. Yeah. And then, sister, whoever is, you can come. Oh, volunteer? Okay. Okay. Yeah, you can use the mic, whatever is okay. Yeah, you can. Yeah.
We'll use that maybe.
Is this? Okay. Yeah. Okay, you can use it. Yeah. Just relax yourself. I didn't.
Yeah, you can go up.
Yeah. Let's stand with him. Okay. Yeah. Amen. Give it. Okay. Go ahead.
I'm a man.
Amen.
I'm the center and the meaning of the universe.
Amen.
God created man such that we have a spirit. Yeah. Although it's contaminated by Satan, God. Christ died for us, so that His spirit may be mingled with our spirit.
Amen.
And Jesus. Amen.
Very good. Thank you. Isn't it good?
Yes.
Any sister want to try? Okay. Whoever want to try, come in here. Yeah.
Hallelujah.
While I'm waiting for sister coming out, the secret of a prophet saying, you speak, you enjoy your own speak, but nobody remember after 10 minutes, okay? So be at peace about that.
Oh, Lord Jesus, God's desire is to dispense God into man. Amen. However, before God came in, sin came in to contaminate man. But God still loves you. Amen. He came into time and space to become a limited man.
Amen.
So he incarnated and he lived on the earth for 33 and a half years. He lived a perfect human life. And at the end of his life, he died for our sins. And then he was buried, but he resurrected.
Yeah.
And he ascended to become the life-giving spirit.
Amen.
Now today he can be dispensed into our spirit.
Amen.
And you just have to follow my prayer. Amen.
Amen. Amen. I got saved. Thank you. Thank you. Okay. This weekend burden is not for you just to hear such a high gospel. The burden is to hear and see and enjoy, and it become a part of your vision, and then you can go out to speak. This diagram is wonderful, but need require a little bit practice. So let me try to practice too. I'm not good at it, but never forget, in the diagram, the man occupy in the center and the one-third of the entire space. There is a reason for it. Man is the center of the universe. And man is actually meaning of God's purpose. The reason is God, because of the fall of man cannot fulfill God's purpose anymore. That's why God incarnate to be a man and lived human living for 33 and a half years. And then he died on the cross to die for our sin, to die for ourselves, and then buried. In 3 days, he got resurrected. When he got resurrected, he became the life-giving spirit. And in ascension, now Christ as a life-giving spirit is ready to dispense himself into whom? Into you and me. Why? Even though God went through all process, if there is no man, that means God cannot dispense himself to anything. God need man into whom God dispenses himself. So God dispenses himself as a life-giving spirit into our spirit. So that we can say man is the center of God's purpose. When God dispenses himself into what? That's when God fulfilled his purpose. So in more than 1 minute. Okay. So eventually, through man, eventually God produced a church. Church is a body and bride and kingdom and New Jerusalem. Okay. Any one more brother and sister try to speak this wonderful 7 words. Brother Dave went through entire, about almost a tour of eternity path to the eternity future. And then our destiny is right there in the New Jerusalem. Any brother, sister want to speak? Okay, for the time, okay, let me try to speak again. Bible is the living word of God. Bible is the define and describe of what God is and what God wants to do on the earth. God, Bible reveals the triune God as the reality of all things. Eventually, he has the economy of God to fulfill his purpose. The way it fulfills its purpose is Christ as the centrality of the universality of its purpose, Spirit as the reality of the Christ, and taking body as the line, eventually consummating in the New Jerusalem as God's eternal goal. If you remember these 7 words, blessed are you, those who see such a heavenly vision. So let's repeat these 7 words together. I really like to be with a college student because college students are much sharp and smarter than a little bit old folks. So then with all the college brothers, close your eyes. Can you repeat 7 words? Ready? Go.
I hope, triune God, my heavenly Father, Christ, Spirit, Almighty, New Jerusalem.
Have a seat, sir. I can, you can do that with a little stronger spirit. Ready? Go. Amen. Okay. So now we can see God need man. Without man, God cannot do anything. When God created man in the sixth day, God used this word, wow, it is very good. And then after that, God rested. God rested after he created man in 6 days. But do you know why God used the word, all the other creation, he used the word good. Good, except the second. The second, he didn't say anything good, or just create certain and good. And when God created man, he used the word very good. You know, when you use the word very good, there got to be some kind of feeling in it. You know, when my children came back with a grade paper, Dad, I got something, and I look at it. Oh, yeah, it's good. It's good. And one time she came back with a much higher something, and I said, very good, very good. Whenever you see something particular, that's when you use the word very good. But when God created man, he used the word very good. And then after that, God rested. Do you know why? You know why God rested? God was really tired after 6 days working day and night, and he said, I need a weekend vacation to rest. I don't think God doesn't need rest because he's tired. God rested because he created man who had the image of God for his expression and who could exercise his dominion for his authority. When that thing happened, God was satisfied. Finally, I created man who can fulfill my purpose on the earth. That's when God rested. Brothers and sisters, in order for us to have a real rest, we need to get into God's rest. What is God's rest? God's rest simply means when he gained a group of people, especially a group of young brothers and sisters like you, who express God today, who also can exercise his authority for his dominion. That's when God can say, wow, I can rest with this group of people. I hope throughout this weekend, you have this kind of desire. Lord, I want to make you restful. Lord, build us up together to become a corporate man. So our God, you can rest, and we can rest in your satisfaction. That means we need to become corporate expression of God, and we need to become corporate dominion and God's authority on the earth for him. So that is a little burden. So let's look at the message too. Let's read the title together. Okay. Ready? Let's read the title together. Go. Christ is the meaning of your... One more time. Christ is the meaning of your human life. Okay, one together. Creation, God made man in his image and trusted man with his dominion. Okay. You will hear this expression. Last night, our brother David mentioned that this weekend burden is not just simple gospel for us to be saved. Not getting into any kind of eternal perdition. Actually, this weekend burden is, we like to talk about the high gospel. Actually, he used a few words, high and pure, and then
complete.
Actually, the word high gospel encompasses entire revelation of the Bible. That's why he went through this big matter, a kind of overview of the entire Bible. Why? Overview and all the important divine revelation, entire Bible in the Bible is a content of the high gospel. But what is the high gospel? has a lot to do with these two expressions which you never forget. I know you're very familiar with this expression, but I hope this word become brand new, shining, new words to you. In the church life, we say this word again many times, but sometimes we take it for granted. But this word cannot be for granted. It must be real, shining, clear, even burning in our heart. That word is God's image and dominion. Okay, are you ready? God's image and dominion. Ready? Go. God's image and dominion. God's image for the expression. God's dominion is for His representation and His authority. That's what God is looking for on the earth. Okay, let's read Brothers Roman 8. Let's read together 8.
To express God in His image, we need a divine life.
Okay.
And to represent God with His dominion, we need a divine authority.
Okay, sisters B, and then I'll share a little bit. B, sisters. Yeah, okay. I'd like to give you a little bit of testimony. 1993 July, I came to the United States. There was a very particular God's arrangement, and I came here 1993 July to the state called, almost different country called Texas. I just arrived. I didn't know how hot it was, and then I arrived with a long pants, long shirt with a cold air conditioner, I have a big jacket. And then I got out of Dallas Fort Worth Airport. About 5 seconds, I couldn't breathe. That day was 102 degrees, and the very hot summer. And then my sister said, welcome to Texas. Okay. So anyway, there I'm arrived, 1993, without knowing what was waiting for me. I was wondering about my life. Actually, I was kind of got lost. At the finished college, and I worked different things. I somehow got lost. I believe that God's sovereign arranged to send the gracious north wind. I got lost. I didn't know what to do with my life. And then through environment, without any plan, last minute decision, I came to U.S. to see what happened. So I arrived, Texas. And then shortly after that, about 4 months later, I met Lord Sovereign Ranger. I met a group of brothers and sisters in the church in Dallas. That's when I got connected to the church first time. But it was very enjoyable, and brothers and sisters are very loving and caring for me. But only one difficulty was I couldn't speak English at all at that time. And then, of course, obviously, a lot of typical Texan American, they didn't speak Korean at all either. So we kind of love one another with the body language, smiling, but that's about it. And all the other time, we just eat and eat and eat. Eating is a common language. Eating, I was smiling, they were eating, they were smiling, and I guess we're in the same church life, it was very happy. So that was in November, at the end of November. And then early 2014, February, brother encouraged me to go to college conference at the College Station in Texas when Brother Don Luper was still speaking. 1994, yeah, February, not too long ago. Some of you might not born yet. Okay. That's when I heard these two expressions first time ever in a clear way. God has purpose. But this purpose has a lot to do with image and dominion. Image is for God's expression, and dominion is for God's authority. When I heard first time, honestly, I couldn't understand what brother tried to say. But at the same time, I did have some impression. Seems like God really wanted to express Himself through man. And also, God also really wanted to exercise His authority on the earth through man. So without knowing that much, I start to have a desire, even though I don't understand what he tried to say fully, but I like to be part of it. Brothers and sisters, this weekend, I like to encourage you. When you hear this kind of word, you need to pray inside. Lord, I may not see clearly what it is, but you really want to express yourself through us, even through me? Do you really like to exercise your dominion through me? Lord, I want to be part of it. Make my life part of your purpose. It's good to pray. When you pray like this, Lord will answer your prayer. Lord will make you a part of his eternal purpose, that is for God's expression and God's dominion. That was 1994, February. I kind of had the feeling, without knowing what's going to happen to my life, and without knowing that much, 3 months later, I was in the plane to go to California to go short-term training, and then original plan was to stay there for 2 weeks, and then after that, to go somewhere to do whatever I wanted to do, but in those 2 weeks, Lord showed me more clearly concerning God's image and God's dominion, caused me to stay there in the training for not 2 more weeks, for 2 more years. And then at the end of my training, I was still thinking about my personal life, and then the vision of God's image and dominion became more clear, and then I told the brothers that I'm willing to serve for 1 year. No more than 1 year. 1 year is enough after that. I'm still made to do what I want to do. And then those 1 year, Lord make me much more clear concerning God's image and God's dominion I've been serving the last 21 years. Brothers and sisters, God's image and dominion, God wants to express himself through man. This is heavenly high gospel. Now that we need to see this vision, there are so many people out there that need to see the same high gospel. God wants to express himself through man. Also, God wants to express his, even exercise his authority and dominion over fallen human situation. Don't you want to be part of it?
Amen.
Do you really like to be part of it?
Amen.
Pray for it. Lord, I want to be part of it. I want to be part of your corporate expression. I also want to be part of your corporate authority. Yet, this very particular thing is, if you read the book of Matthew, I always wonder for a while, before I got into church life, there is an expression to repent. That I understand. But repent for what? Anybody can say? Matthew chapter 4 says, Lord Jesus, John the Baptist spoke first, and later on, the Lord Jesus. Repent for what? Have we thought about the why? Lord said, repent for the kingdom of heavens. Yes, we do need to repent about our sins. We do need to repent about our all these wrongdoings. But actually, God's high gospel wanted to bring us much higher. Because of the fall of man, we fell into the particular situation from original God's purpose down to the conditional fall. We cannot express God anymore. We cannot exercise his dominion anymore. God wants to recover that. God wants to recover his dominion on the earth. That's why Matthew 4, in first gospel, out of 4, in the gospel of Matthew, he said, you need to repent. For what? For the kingdom of heavens. Basically, God wants to recover, through such a repentance, his dominion on the earth. And then, Lord invites you all to come to Toronto, this meeting place, to touch God's heart. God's heart is that God wants to restore you back to his dominion. And eventually, through you, on your campuses, wherever you live, I know some, where is the farthest away you came from there? How many hours by driving? Yeah. Good decision to fly. So let's say you drove 22 hours to come here. And then, you know, one time I drove from Texas to Ohio by myself. And it's only 16, 17 hours by myself. One time, I was driving, I was so tired. And then one question came to me. Why do I need to live this way? I'm just, my friends, they don't live there. And while I'm driving tired, listen to the messages, listen to life study, listen. And at one point, I had this kind of thought came to me. The reason we live this way, because there is God's purpose. You know, sometimes we go through a lot of small things, even in the church life, or some of you, maybe this is the first time you to your conference. You may wonder why you go through this kind of thing and that kind of thing. But actually, God's answer is the reason we go through all this, because we are here, the destined to fulfill God's purpose. In other words, we are destined to be a part of God's corporate expression and His dominion. Anyway, the Matthew said, return, even repent. For what? For the kingdom of heavens. Brothers and sisters, God really wants to gain us for His kingdom. But here, I'd like to give a little bit application to ourselves that have we ever thought about you need to repent for the kingdom of heavens? I don't think so. Have you ever thought about that? You need to repent for the kingdom of heavens? I think you might thought about a lot to repent for what you did wrong. But according to God's heart's desire, God wants a group of people who are willing to repent for the kingdom of heaven. Means basically the kingdom of heaven is related to His dominion. Have we ever repented for the dominion of God? Have we ever gone against any kind of authority of God? God speaking to you? Out of this weekend, while we are enjoying the Lord, enjoying God's eternal purpose, there are deep inside that we believe there's something we would not go along with God's authority within, God's dominion. I can give one example. A few days ago, I came here. It was a difficult day. I was walking on campus. I kind of have that. My spirits are kind of have that. I just didn't, middle of the afternoon, I just want to stop and just go coffee shop. I like coffee, so I go to coffee and sit down, read the Bible. So I was walking, but I didn't feel peaceful to go drink coffee. Something within me, leading me to do something, but I'm tired, I'm discouraged. Lord, give me a break. So I just was walking. Going to a coffee shop. Once I got to the coffee shop in front of a cashier, my inner being is completely dead. It's just dead. And then, Lord, a little bit calling. And then I got this kind of thought, why do I need to drink coffee right now? And then I turn around. A cashier was a kind of, what is this guy doing? Like, he's not college, he's an old guy, all the other college students, Ohio State University, and I'm kind of restless, anxious, and then, what can I help you? I didn't hear even what she said. I just completed, and then I turn around. The moment I turn around, based on inner feeling, a little bit light is slowly coming back. So I kind of like that kind of fresh feeling instead of become dead. So I just walk a little bit further away. Life was really coming there. And then eventually I went back to the campus at the center of the Ohio State University. And then I realized I have a track in my pocket. So I pulled it out. I started to give. I'm not trying to encourage to just hand out. Please pay attention to my test about inner dominion of the Lord, God's authority within. When I get one track, refreshing life is coming back more. So I gave the next one, I feel more light. And then eventually I saw one young man sitting there, looks like about 17 or 18. I'm a little older than he was, so we cannot be good friends. But anyway, my spirit is so lively, I start to walk to him. Hey, I'd like to give it to you. So I was about to go away, and he said, yeah, I'm willing to talk to you. And then, really? Today I talk about 15 minutes. His name is Nicholas, freshman, pre-med student, Ohio State. After 20 minutes conversation, I discussed a little bit. Of course, he didn't get saved. He said, I'm a strong Catholic, no problem. I used to be Catholic too. So we just have a good conversation. He left, I left. You know what happened? My spirit was buoyant, happy. And then I told him, I said, I don't need the coffee anymore. Brothers and sisters, I had a bad experience. I was coming back home. I realized there are many moments God wants to gain our response to His. This is a small experience of God's authority within me. I wanted to do something. God said, no. I'm tired. No. What about that person? No. I don't feel like it. I'm not ready for it. I don't know how to speak. No, you cannot excuse anymore. As long as you have 1 minute, you can speak this. Now, God heard you, God saw you, God know you, you're in this conference, you heard it. Now, as long as you have 1 minute, you can speak the mystery of human life. God wants us to be under that kind of real, practical, day-by-day dominion. By doing it, by returning there, you can see the outline. What happened? Life flow came back. I was a happy person. Actually, I was a little bit childish after the experience with him. I was a little bit bouncy on campus. You think about it. You picture it. There are thousands of college students. I'm walking away. Then afternoon, I put on some strange clothing, like kind of suit and tie, kind of, not tie, but very unfit clothing. I was bouncing, my happy, smiling, walking on back home. Probably some people think that guy looks very weird. Huh? But you know what? I was happy. Life is in me. But that life returning came from your obeying God's inner speaking. God's dominion. God wants to gain His dominion on the earth by putting us under His dominion first. Brothers and sisters, are you willing this morning to respond to His dominion? This is what He meant. The Lord said, you need to repent for the kingdom of heaven. Repent means have a change in your mind. Lord, I don't know how I lived on my campus, but Lord, after this conference, Lord, I want to live a life according to your inner restriction, inner reigning, inner authority, so that life flow came back, we are filled with life, eventually we can exercise His dominion with divine life. So I hope this one simple my experience helped you. Okay, I have a little bit more second part of the online, but I really like to read brothers, read the C, and sisters read 1 and 2. Okay, how about brothers read the C?
We should seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness.
Okay, sisters 1 and 2. Get with the strong spirit. Okay, sister 2. Okay, here is very interesting. The sequence is to seek the kingdom first, and then spontaneously we have a righteousness. Basically, kingdom is related God's dominion and authority. And then God's righteousness related God's expression through experiencing Christ as subjective righteousness. So, sequence is we need to return to God's kingdom, God's dominion first. When we return to God's dominion, we can have experience of God as our life and living in our daily living. So, brothers and sisters, it's very good and important to pray, Lord, I want to be one with you. I want to seek your kingdom first. And also, by seeking the kingdom, also I like to seek your righteousness on the earth. But when we do that, according to his evaluation and his understanding, all the things we need will be provided. So brothers and sisters, college campus is the best place. Students around you, what they really need, they need a group of people who know the high gospel and who live out the high gospel. What's the content of high gospel again? I will speak again and again. God's expression and God's dominion. We need to live out this high gospel wherever we are. Are you ready for it? That's why I'm still going back to campus. Even though I'm a little bit older than they are, I'm always said, nowadays I have to say, wow, you look a little bit old. One brother finally got into church life and then he is in the training right now. When I met with him first time, he looked at me like, Andrew, can I ask one thing? How old are you? And then, why do you ask him about it? I'm a little bit older than you. No, you need to tell me exactly this. And then he said, a little bit older. just a few years before 50 years old. And he said, wow, you're very old. And he used the next one. You look so weird. And then number three was, you don't fit in this campus. It was not a nice word, but anyway, that's what he saw. That's all he went, yeah. And then my answer is, it is true. But you know what? I love you, your people. I like to hang out with you. And he said, whatever. Anyway, and he moved on. And then finally, I just, I persuade and then threaten a little bit. And then he finally agreed to have a Bible study with me. And we start to meet. He just keeps saying, why do I have to meet with this weird guy? Anyway, he always said yes to me. We read the Bible and Bible and Bible. And 1 year, second year, finally, he's in the training. He just started second term. And I kind of, hey, Ed, how's everything going at FTTA? He said, it is marvelous. It's glorious. He said, I've already decided to serve the Lord for the rest of my life. Brothers and sisters, our friends need to know the high gospel. So our prayer this weekend for you all, I hope you have the same prayer. Lord, show me the high gospel. Amen. Lord, also, I'd like to live out the high gospel. Eventually, after you go back, you can speak and preach the high gospel to your friends on campus. That makes their life changed. Okay, let's go to the Roman number 2 together. This is a kind of more main burden I like with this. And then, okay, let's read the Roman number 2 together. Ready? Go. Okay, one more time. Christ is the meaning of a human life. Okay, I will make one sentence. Please, if you forget everything what I share, it will not offend me at all. But please never forget the sentence that I will speak right now. This will be the main burden. It's this. God need man for his purpose. We need Christ to fulfill God's purpose. Let me repeat. God needs man for his purpose. And we need Christ to fulfill God's purpose. In other words, God went through this marvelous process, ready to dispense himself. When we open and repent for the kingdom of heaven, he dispensed himself into each one of us. What a glorious experience, regeneration. As last night Brother David shared, I was very enlightened again. Regeneration is actually for the kingdom of heavens. Because when you got regenerated, now at that time, you can enter into the kingdom of God. You can be officially, really, practically, day by day, in a very real way, you can be under God's authority. Yet, without Christ, we cannot fulfill his purpose. So let me repeat again. Brothers, I hope you remember. God needs a man for his purpose. And we need Christ to fulfill the God's purpose. Whatever we fellowship this weekend, we cannot live out Christ, we cannot express God, we cannot exercise God's authority without Christ. That's why this title said that Christ is the meaning of a human life. So let me repeat yesterday, Brother Dave said, actually man is the center of the meaning of the universe, yet Christ is the meaning of a human life. So in order for us the meaning of the universe, we must have a Christ as life. We must live out Christ as a living person so that God's purpose can be accomplished on the earth. Whatever we fellowship, brothers and sisters, remember, we need Christ as reality. So now going through but I like in practice. Last night, I prepared, I just sit down, I stay up till actually at almost 1 o'clock a.m. I'm really seeking the Lord. Why you want to convey this excellent message, but now I don't want to bring a bunch of a lot of good points. I really like to impart something. And when we write down the sentence on my paper, God need man, that means God need us. Brother says, God desperately need you. Never despise of yourself. And then look at one another, right next person, look at one another. Say, God needs you. God really, say a little stronger. God really needs you. God need me. God need you. God need a man. God need a group of people who will receive his dispensing to become the meaning of the universe. But man, that man need a Christ. As a reality of all the positive things in the universe, the centrality and universality of God's eternal economy, we need a Christ. Christ is alive. And Christ. But without Christ, we are not capable of doing anything for God's purpose. We are not. So in this context, there are two great mistakes we all of us may make. Either made already, or make today, or we will make future, or we make all the time. The two greatest mistakes in this life. I like to expose these two mistakes. That is this. First mistake is this. Mainly with the worldly people, but sometimes still apply to ourselves. That is, worldly people say they don't see what God's purpose is. They live a life of a useless. They just, they do whatever they want to do. Enjoyment, or duty, go here. Just almost a no direction, no purposeful, I mean, just nothing there. The first mistake is, I have nothing to do with it. I cannot accomplish God's purpose. I don't know what God's purpose is. So first mistake, worldly people has nothing to do with God's purpose. So they don't regard themselves as important, even though God loved all the human beings on the earth, whether they're believers or not. Why God treasured so much? Yeah, man. Man means that they are destined to receive God himself to become a part of God's purpose. That's why God loves man. Good man, bad man. And then any man God loves. We need to learn to love man. Your friends on campus, whether they're believers or not, it doesn't matter. God loves them. God loves man on the earth. Why? They are the container to receive high gospel. Brothers, I really like to impart some feeling to it. We need to learn to man and woman around us. They need high gospel. God created them with this high purpose. I know some of them may not be good one. They may not be kind one. They may be very rough one. Okay, I can give a mic. I was in college. I was very, naughty. I can still naughty a little, but it was very naughty, very bad. I didn't know God. So I, even for a while, I persecuted some Christians. I didn't like Christians because whenever I do some activity, this person always missing their club meeting. Why? I need to go meeting. I need some. Why? Sunday is the best time to do those kinds of things, but those people always gone. So I start really upset with them. I didn't like Christians at all. They're very useless, kind of, but they don't know anything. Very lazy people. I just use a lot of bad words. So I was a very not good person. But you know what? God came to me. I still don't know why God came to me. God could choose better people. I thought about one many times, Lord, why didn't you choose him? He looks better, more humble. But why God, you choose me? Until I got the fellowship, ministry help, praise the Lord for the ministry of the age. Amen. This ministry really helped open God's heart. There is one time God told me, I visit you not because you are better than anybody else. I visit you because you are the man. You are man. I like to dispense myself into that's all. Brothers and sisters, around you, there are men everywhere. I heard that Toronto itself, over 500,000 college, great Toronto area, whatever, there are total Eastern Canada, there gotta be more than 1 million college age people. They are men. They're human beings. They need high gospel. They do. So that their meaning of their life got restored and recovered. Not because they are better people, not because they are more candidate. God never pay attention. God, as long as you are man, God wants to dispense himself into that person. Pray for your friend. Pray for your friend according to this burden. My friend need high gospel. My friend destined to be a part of God's corporate expression. My friend must be under God's divine authority for his purpose. I hope you write down some names on it. Okay, so now I can impress again, right? One sentence, again and again. God needs you and me as a man for his purpose. But we, as a man, brothers and sisters even, need Christ to fulfill his purpose. So second mistake is among Christians. What's the second mistake? A lot of Christians make this mistake. Well, now I believe in, I love God. So I try my best to fulfill God's purpose. In other words, I like to fulfill God's purpose. That's a second great mistake. There is a news to you all. You cannot fulfill God's purpose in yourself, by yourself, for you. You can't. Now, Francis, did you hear me? You cannot. God wants you. But at the same time, you have to realize you cannot fulfill God's purpose in yourself, by yourself, and for yourself. You need Christ. We became capable of receiving Christ into us as life and person. When we deny our human life, when we live by Christ as life, when we live by Christ as a living person, that's when you can start to fulfill God's purpose. That's why this sentence is so important. That's written, Christ is the meaning of a human life for God's purpose. Okay, what is the meaning of a human life? Who is the meaning of a human life?
Christ.
I think I failed my speaking. I didn't impress you enough that you are not jumping around. Okay, you don't need to jump around, but you can be a little strong. What's the meaning of your human life?
Christ.
That's right, Christ. Never forget, Christ. Christ is life. Christ is a new beginning. Christ is a new day. Christ is your enjoyment. Christ is your happiness. Christ is your joy. Christ must be everything. That's why Brother Dave said, Christ is centrality. Christ is universe. Sorry, Christ is in between. Christ is first. Christ is love. Christ is everything. When we enjoy Christ in this way, yes, you are fulfilling God's purpose right now in your daily living. Christ is our life and Christ is a living person. This is how we fulfill God's purpose. Is the Christ is the meaning of your life now?
Yes.
In the context of God's purpose. Yes. You have to say yes. Okay, you fail. I know some brothers, you fail, and then even some brothers, my speaking was not good. So I don't want to, you know, I tell one another story. One time I had the burden to prophesy. I woke up, then I just stood up, and the Lord said, well, I prophesy. I can't sense. I couldn't sense. Okay, I made the whole meeting kind of like confused, kind of dead. I sat down, kind of for a while, silent. You know, have we explained, after you spoke, and then kind of silent for a while, you felt really bad, right? And then I told myself, I will never speak again for the rest of my life. So, guess what happened next Lord's Day? I spoke again. You know why? Not in myself. Because I enjoyed the cry. And I sat down. City member, I sat down. Andrew, be quiet. You cannot make a meeting dead again. But something within me, I have something to share. Got a little bit broken. No. Christ, be quiet. I'm just. And then some sharing. My heart a little bit responded. Oh, they said, what? And eventually, in the middle of prophesying, without realizing, I stood up. And I told him, what are you doing right now? And I spoke. It was a little better than previous week. You know what? Christ. Not about you. Not how much you can do. All about God's purpose is how much you gain Christ, how much you live out Christ, how much you are filled with Christ, how much you are saturated with Christ. In other words, God's economy is Christ and Christ and Christ and Christ. Christ is the center. Christ must be everything. This is how we fulfill God's purpose. This is how we can say Christ is the meaning of our human life. God needs this revelation. Brothers and sisters, you need Christ. What you need is not better speaking. What you need is a better behavior. What you need Christ, what you need right now, you need the enjoyment of Christ. You need filled with Christ. Christ will fulfill God's purpose through you. Don't worry. When you enjoy Christ as a breath, when you are filled with Christ as a living water, Christ will be manifested, expressed through you. That's when God is expressed. And then don't worry. When you really enjoy Christ, you find yourself to be willing to be under authority. You don't need to try to, I'm supposed to be humble, I'm supposed to kneel down. But actually, Christ is the reality of your submission and obedience. Can I repeat my burden again? God need man for his purpose. And man need Christ to accomplish God's purpose. Praise the Lord. Okay, I think I made it very clear enough in this one. So, okay, let's read it quickly online. And brothers A, sisters B, and C together. Ready? Go. Brothers A.
Human life apart from Christ is without God, and therefore without hope and the goal.
Good. Sisters B. Okay, see it together. We need to take Christ as my aid. And breathing in Christ, drinking Christ, taking
Christ.
Okay. I'd like to share a little bit further. Here, expression that we need, to, now you know why we need to take Christ. But take Christ as what? Our life. Number one, by breathing in Christ. Brothers and sisters, calling upon the name of the Lord in the church life never be ritual. Not just repeated. Calling upon the name of the Lord is calling upon the living person. That's how we breathe as a garment today. That's how we breathe Him into our daily living. Calling upon the name of the Lord is a very, 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 very healthy practice. Lord Jesus. Once you call upon His name, prayer, Father, Lord, I don't feel today. Lord, strengthen me. Lord Jesus, I need you. Lord Jesus, I love you. Lord Jesus, you are talking to a living person. You're just like breathing all the time. Lord, I'm going this place. What do you think? You can tell inwardly some sense of a little bit hesitation. That's God's dominion. God telling you, don't go there. You call upon the name one more time. That sense is increasing. And eventually you say, Lord, amen, Lord. I'm not going to go there. And once you turn around, what happened? Life flow is restored. That's how we live kingdom life on the earth. Let's recover the calling upon the name of the Lord. It's not just ritual practice. It is real. Fill you up. You breathe in. When you breathe fresh air, how do your body feel very better, right? Like nowadays, my doctor told me, hey, you need to breathe, take a deep breath. And in the morning, hotel this morning, I woke up at 5:50. First thing I did was like stretch myself and took a deep, and I went out to walk. But it was a little too cold. I came back right away. But anyway, there about 10 seconds. Deep breath. Even physical body respond to that kind of deep breath. Need oxygen coming in. We need more divine oxygen. Amen. Living person of Christ is your divine oxygen. How we breathe? By calling on the name of the Lord. Amen. Lord Jesus, we love you. Amen. Lord Jesus, I need you. Amen. Lord, I give today to you. Lord, give me a new beginning. Lord, I'm going to meet with my friends. Lord Jesus, what shall I do? Oh Lord, I'm nervous. Lord Jesus, don't worry. Just speak 1 minute gospel. Amen, Lord. And you speak 1 minute and the life flood comes into you. And the next second thing is a drinking Christ. Especially, I have a little bit of burden this matter. Drinking Christ by singing. Singing is wonderful. But let's sing, sing, and sing, and sing. Okay, I was not that good. I didn't have a good practice except one thing. I really sang a lot. It was a little bit less, but I just sing all the time. I really sang all the time. The best way to get out of myself, I always sing to the Lord. And sometimes I made my own tune, which is, I'm not going to sing, don't worry, I'm not going to make you suffering from my listening, but I make my own tune. My wife suffered from the last 21 years. Honey, if you're not singing, can you sing some nice? Why? Anyway, so I sang all the time. So when we live in a small apartment, very small shower, I sang every morning all the time. My wife finally said, honey, I love you. I enjoy your singing. But can I sleep? So kind of singing was a part of it. Singing helped me from myself into the spirit. But drinking Christ by recovering singing. I hope next meeting come, we have much more release singing. But not your corporate, even personal singing. Singing is very good. There's one older brother in the church in Columbus. He literally sings all the time. I'm not going to release and name it. He just loves to sing. And he always comes to the meeting, brothers meeting. We brothers are like half dead. And he comes, and have we ever sang this song? Oh, let's sing this song. And so, but once a group of brothers sang about half an hour, we back to the third heaven again, ready to have fellowship. Sing unto the Lord, rejoicing in the Lord. Especially if you read the book of Psalms, full of singing. No time to be depressed. A lot of singing, a lot of spirit flowing. You know what? When your friends look at you, always happy, rejoicing in the Lord, singing, they will be attracted. They like to know what is going on with these people. Friend, she's a kind of nothing special, but she has something which I don't have. There's a drinking Christ, amen. Especially by singing. Amen. Would you like to sing?
Amen.
How about this song? Then rejoice evermore, rejoice evermore. It is better to live than be sighing. It is better to live than be dying. So let us rejoice evermore. Okay, and then one more point I have, and then I think I went over time, I'm sorry, that there's taking Christ as our food. This is the part I had a little bit burden. Brothers, sisters, college is the best time to handle the living word of God. I know there are so much distraction on college. I have a son, he's a sophomore in college. I can tell it's a lot of distractions. But there is a reason God called a group of young people to turn the age. Even not only Bible talk about it, even church history proved that God always called a group of young people, like exactly your age, brothers and sisters, to do whatever he wants to on the earth, basically to turn the age. But whenever God turned the age, there's always something particular involved. You know what is involved with? God's word is open. God's revelation is given to the God's people. Without the word of God, without the revelation, there is no move. God always move. God always turn the age by his speaking. But God speaks on the earth today through what? Through this book called the Bible. But especially, you are receiving organ. You are container. You receive God's dispensing. And right now is the best time to contain right content into you. Do you know what is that? It's the Word of God. So I like to speak what I heard during the winter training. Our brother, dear brother, co-worker, brother, you know, spoke to us. I like to give four words. I've been speaking this word. Whenever I speak this four word, my heart is jumping. First of all, college brothers, sisters, I know this was so simple, but at the same time, you find yourself, you're not doing it. If you're very honest, if you're standing before the, first of all, you need to read the word. Reading the word. First step is you must, there is no such a thing, God become your food without reading the, we have to read. If you need a schedule, there are tons of tools. First of all, we need to read. When brothers and sisters come to your own campus, we need to read the word. Reading the Bible must be our prevailing culture. I heard early church life, 60s, 70s, saints come together, read the Bible, talk about the, God's words all the time. That's why their spirit is strong. What God's word is living. So first word is read the word.
Amen.
Second, after you read the word, you need to pray over the word. Some particular. And then you need to eat a little bit. Like Christ is life, you read, but you just pray with him. Oh Lord, you are life. Oh, Christ is life. Lord, my human life is not real life. Christ is life. Lord, give more real life to me. I need more of you as a life. You just pray like this. That means you eat God. So first one is read the word. Second one is what? Pray the word or pray over the word. When is the best time? College. That's why I'm crazy about college students. Not because you're always kind to me, because you are best timing in your life to do this. Second, what is the third one? After you pray over it, what do you do in college? You are expert in this. You study. You study all the time. How do you study? You read a textbook, you have a reference book a little bit, and you underline it. I know sisters, one time, sisters of pouch, whatever it is. Look, this much pouch. Whoa, what is in there? They open, and there are like 24 different kind of color, highlight, everything. Those things for studying for your whatever Bible. You know what? Bible also requires your study a little bit. But in the church life, we have so many helpful spiritual books, a ministry book. If you read the Bible a little bit, if you eat God's word a little bit, and open that life study, open some spiritual book, and think a little bit, underline a little bit, you forget, oh, you dig in into a little bit. And you all of a sudden, oh, I never realized this. Once you have sense, I never realized this, become yours. You start, oh, once you taste that, and like a children taste the sugar first time. Once they chew it up, they like it. You know, Bible is tasty. It's good. Tastes good. Even Jeremiah said that. Once you taste God's word in this way of studying, you know what happened? Even though you are distracted, and the fact, like this. A little bit. Taste. Enjoy. When you can build up this kind of thing, now. All the brothers and sisters, please don't feel bad. It doesn't mean you are hopeless kind of thing. You can do that again, but I'm talking about more particular. But yes, this is the best time. You can spend like about half an hour a day. Bible become tasteful and Bible is real. Even one time, you know, some brothers shared that the word of God in the Bible is jumping. You know why? God's word is really living, and then you dig into a little. So third word is study the word. Last word is what?
Speak.
Speak the word. Until you speak, still not sure you get it yet. When you own something, you can freely to give that thing to you. Right? That means it's yours. You can do whatever you want. When you speak the word of God, that's when you realize, I got it. This is mine. And that speaking not only supply others, you're speaking to supply to yourself. This is God's way to minister himself to them, to what? That's how 2 Corinthians chapter, there are two living original letters. Ministers, when they minister the word, their words go to believers, but at the same time, it was inscribed in their own heart by the living spirit. So that, what are four words? Okay, first one, read the Bible. Second,
pray.
Third,
study.
Number four, speak. Okay, I think time is enough. I feel it. So, in this way, we can fulfill God's purpose. So, let me repeat my particular sentence to you all again. I hope you memorize now that now. God needs a man for his purpose. And man needs a Christ to fulfill God's purpose. So that's why enjoyment of Christ today, especially in college age, is such a crucial timing. Especially, we need to become lover of the Bible. And then lover of all the spiritual helpful book, ministry books. Read the Bible, pray with the Bible, Word of God, and then study the Word of God. Finally, you speak while you study. And then you will see. You can testify. I don't need to convince you. You tell to yourself, wow, God is real, Christ is real, and also God's Word is real and living to fulfill God's purpose.